This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
To connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our Community with Connection podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio here today, I have from the Cancer Society Waikato Bay of Plenty Region, Tracy Wood, who is the Partnership and Engagement Lead. Welcome, Tracy.
Kia ora, welcome to me.
And we have Val Kilburn, who is the Community Fundraising Events Specialist. Welcome, Van.
Thank you. Yeah,
that was a bit of a mouthful, wasn't it? All right. Hey, look, how about we start off with who is the Cancer Society Waikato Bay of Plenty?
I'm going to let Van take this one.
Right. Oh,
there we go, Van. Well,
delegation showing up.
Excellent. So, the proof is in the name, isn't it? So we are the Cancer Society here in the Waikato Bay of Plenty. So we have the second largest division of the Cancer Society. And we are a lovely group of people whose purpose is to reduce the incidences and impact of cancer locally across the Waikato Bay of Plenty, which means a whole bunch of free services for people and their whānau who are experiencing cancer. And also, of course, information, support, connection, all of those beautiful things.
Very well put, I would say. Wouldn't
exactly,
you, Tracy?
That's why I handed it over. And I think the thing, the region is large. You know, we do cover the Waikato Bay of Plenty, which is obviously from, the bottom of the Bombays all the way down to Tamaranui and everywhere else that you can see across the motu. So we have staff based across that region with our Cancer Society Lions Lodge based here in Kirikiriroa.
And when I was looking through your website, you know, it made me appreciate the breadth of, you know, the where you actually do support, but also the type of support that you do provide. You know, like for a lot of people, probably, yes, have gone past the Lions Lodge and thought, that's it. But obviously there's a lot more than that. So it'd be really great if, maybe Van, do you want to start first? Back to you.
Come out strong and now it's...
Yeah.
Look, I love listing this because I've been here 2 years now and there was a lot of things I did know that the Cancer Society did, but I've learned so much, obviously being here now. The crowning jewel is certainly the Cancer Society Lions Lodge on the corner of Lake and Tainui, and it used to be Braemar Hospital. Everyone knows that, hopefully. That's our aim, to help everyone know that. So if you are experiencing your cancer journey and need to stay with us because you live outside of an area where you can get support at the hospital, you can stay with us for free accommodation, food support, transport to treatment, all of that sort of lovely stuff for you and a support person. But we do so much more than just our accommodation. Transport to treatment is a really, really big one, so that when you're getting your treatment, you don't have to try and find a park at the hospital or have a loved one take time off or pay for a taxi or all of that. So transport to treatment, free accommodation. We have nurses and navigators who will work with you and your family, help you navigate the service system. There's a lot of options out there through us and other providers as well that we can help you navigate. Advocacy is a big one, so to get you the good outcomes with your health providers. And then at a higher level, also lobbying government, making sure that they're putting our people first and trying to reduce cancer. And, we might say to Winnie, no, don't bring back the smokes. We were doing such a good job, you know. So those sorts of things. Recently, hopefully, people have heard that we helped to lobby more targeted drug treatment. So that was a really big win. And even more recently than that was the lowering of the age for bowel screening. So that one was really important. Paddy did a lot of good work on that space, obviously, as well. Beautiful to see. We need it to be lower. It wasn't what we were promised. But again, that lobbying government, bunch of other services as well that we can help with, food, massage, spa, a whole bunch of things.
I think also really importantly, we support the National Office for Research. So cancer research is a really important part of what the organisation does. As everybody knows, this is a disease that's, you know, endemic. It's everywhere and it's growing and the numbers are increasing. And we are really aware as an organisation that there is a lot of work that needs to be done to prepare us for what the future looks like.
Indeed. And obviously, you know, one mechanism, as you've just alluded to, is around the screening and trying to either reduce the age or increase the age. Because obviously with breast screening, that's now going to be increased, isn't it, up to that 74 age group, I believe.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. I think one of the things with cancer is, although the incidences are increasing, survivability with cancer is also increasing. Mm. There are better drugs. There are better outcomes for people. There is earlier screening. There are better techniques for screening. So on one hand, there is a lot to deal with increases. But on the other hand, there are wins. And I think we need to be aware that, you know, those things will make a difference.
And obviously early detection plays a key part in that, doesn't it? And that's where obviously that screening comes in. I do know when I got to my 60 years of age, the lovely present I got in the mail. but it just gives you that peace of mind. And it's so easy.
I was going to say, that's the thing. It's easy. There are a lot of options out there and a lot of ways that you can access testing. Don't be afraid. You're better to find out, you're better to take that test, know what you have to deal with, which may be nothing. But, certainly early screening. And we are seeing improvements in things like melanomas because we're teaching children, as part of our kaupapa, I guess, in the Cancer Society, is teach children how to be sun smart and how to look after themselves in, you know, this hot New Zealand sun.
Education obviously plays a big part, doesn't it? You know, we think back to my days out there sunbathing, and
coconut
I think back
oil.
To my mum's day, and she used to love sitting out there with the what was the baby oil or something like that.
Yep.
It was probably did the opposite of what it was meant to do.
Yeah, I think we have. Yeah, hopefully we've moved on a little past the oil bacon turn. But you know, I think education is really important, and that's another thing that we do in the Cancer Society is take that community engagement and education out so that people can learn more about how to keep themselves safe.
Yep. So obviously with your role, Tracy, partnership and engagement lead, so maybe just if you can just allude a little bit to some of what you do out there.
Sure. Two prongs, I guess. Firstly, that partnership is working for long-term sustainable relationships that support the organisation. Now, that's not just in a fundraising or monetary sort of standpoint, but how do we build partnerships that support the kaupapa, that give back to partners, that are sustainable? So particularly with business, I think we're all aware that there is a lot of pressure on communities at the moment financially. There is a lot of pressure on our usual income streams, which have been this amazing community that give and give and give.
So true.
So we need to look for smarter and more sustainable ways to keep doing what we do. So part of that is brokering great relationships. And then engagement is all about being where our people are.
Yeah, and I think a great example of that is you and I crossed paths only nearly a couple of months ago, I suppose, with my other hat on, volunteering at the Hamilton City Netball Centre, and you came down and had a lovely promotion day there for our finals, and I think that's something we'd definitely love to sort of see how we can expand on that going forward. You know, over 5,000 people come through those gates each Saturday, so I think it's, yeah, we can get out there and create that exposure, isn't it?
That's it. And again, ways that people can connect with us, whether it's finding out more about our services, you know, whether it's having us at their community events, whether it's connecting them with support groups that we run across, you know, the region. There's are lots of opportunities, I guess. So we need to be where the people are.
Totally.
Very good indeed. All right, so Van, what else does a day in the life of a community fundraising event specialist look like?
Every day is a bit different. Obviously, when there's an event coming, like we've just had Daffodil Day, which went very well, despite the weather and the slow daffodils, we did a great job. So when there's an event, it's all about events and organising it, not just in Hamilton, but across the Holmatu, all the way Waikato Bay Plenty. Outside of that, lots of engagement with community groups. So as Tracy put, we have to have lovely reciprocal partnerships, long-term real engagement, and genuine relationships with our community. So I typically take the schools and the community groups, but we all work with each other, and we've got to be in the community with our community.
You know.
So I guess my main job is to bring in the pūtia, the money, which kind of keep the lights on, keep the services running. And so one of the many ways that the Cancer Society do that is via events, but we also have other things like regular giving and one-off donations and a whole bunch of other things, bequeathals and such. So fundraising to bring in money, but also engaging with the community, hopefully bringing some education, some fun, some reciprocal progress. relationships. And I think fun is a really big part of it, actually.
Yeah, and we were just talking off air about the Daffodil Day and how the daffodil came to be the sort of icon, I suppose, of for your fundraising. And what people may not know, and I've got it right here in front of me again, I found on your website, is that back in the 50s, it was introduced into Toronto, and I think you were saying, Tracy, it was like initially a shield, but
a sword.
Yep. Yeah, very interesting, yeah. But obviously, they've now turned that into the daffodil, which obviously is, you know, that sign of return to spring, new life, which I think just totally resonates with me. And that the street appeal, which you hold the last Friday and every of August, I should say, that sort of came about back in the 90s. So it's been around a while now, hasn't it?
It has, and it's, I guess, synonymous with the Cancer Society. People certainly recognise both Daffodil Day and the daffodil as being part of it. I think the hope piece is what's really strong. Yep. I think, you know, what we provide, we hope. Yep. We hope is hope. And Daffodil Day, which Van just talked about, you know, it involves hundreds of volunteers for us and thousands. We can't do it without those amazing community volunteers who are out on the ground. And as you said, this year, weather didn't really play ball for us. But, you know, despite that, we had, you know, really great support. And I guess this is also an opportunity to shout out to all those people who gave up so much of their time to help out on a day, which actually ends up being a weekend.
Yep.
You know, but it's really important because it supports the services.
Yep. And so if anyone's listening to the show or the podcast and they are keen to look at how they can support the Cancer Society, how do they go about that?
There are multiple ways. So you can be a funder, you can be involved in events, you can be a volunteer transport to treatment driver. Our first port of call is to drop us an email to supportus@cancersociety.org.nz, and then we can help you find the right path. There's lots of different ways you can support us. And Van and I are at the end of that email address, and we're happy to have those conversations.
Absolutely. Even if it's something it might be completely off the cuff, random idea that you've got, we love doing that because we want to do it your way. We want it to be easy and fun for you and meaningful for you. So we're here to help through whatever barriers you have. If it's a fundraiser, volunteering, there's so many ways that you can reach out, even if it's just learning about us and having a conversation with a friend who might need to use our services that's still supporting us too.
Yeah, because, you know, as you say, with the rates increasing, you know, it may not be a sort of a close connection with family member, but there'll be someone out there that you know that's also been on that cancer 100%. Journey. And so any opportunity they have to give back, and whether that's volunteering their time or, as you say, maybe some sort of donation. Just going back to the funding, donations, what are some of the different options that are out there for people?
Yeah, great question. So you can always run a fundraiser. We have a free platform, You Can For Cancer. You can always run your own fundraiser. It could be putting on a morning tea or doing some sort of a physical challenge. And then we have some events throughout the year as well. So longest day golf challenge is coming up all through December and January. That's 72 holes of golf throughout a day. Quite a lot of golf. And it's what we call a peer-to-peer campaign. So your friends and whanau will support you by giving you some money towards that challenge.
And in all fairness, if you're not a 72-hole golfer, you can longest day with 36 holes or 18. We don't, we're flexible.
If you're only sort of a casual hack.
That's right. There's a way to make that work.
Yeah, 100%. And we do have some keen people doing the 100 holes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it really does become a challenge, but make it your own. So that's coming up soon. Outside of events, there's also heaps of opportunities. Look, regular giving is really great for a charity because then we know money's coming in. We can kind of forecast. We feel a bit more secure and we can really push ourselves and grow. Bequeathals is another way. Bequeaths don't always get talked about so much, but you know, putting your name to the gift of life for others potentially, you know, is really big. Leaving us a small gift in your will can go a long way and a lasting, beautiful memory. Look, not everyone has millions of dollars, though if you do, please do get in touch with us as well.
I'll repeat that email address.
Absolutely. But look, it all comes together and helps. One-off donations, buying merch from us. There's so many different avenues.
And so obviously your website would have a lot of that information if someone wants to just go on. And so, and we maybe can just share your website address just to test you. And it is?
www.cancersociety.org.nz.
Right, so then if people are interested to knowing a lot more, especially around the fundraising ideas or events that you've got coming up, you can just go straight to that website and find that.
And I think I'll just push my partnership hat again, because that is also where partnerships come to play. So it isn't always a money gift. There is in-kind, there is support in so many other ways. So always reach out if you're not sure, and we're happy to have those conversations.
Yeah. A lot of businesses out there have volunteer days for their staff or might want to have a volunteer day but not know where to send them. And boy, have we got some things for you. So
I was just going to ask about that, actually, because we are hearing more and more about that, you know. Organisations, as you say, the economic climate that we're in at the moment, they might just not have some disposable cash to putia to pass on to you, but maybe it's, yeah, gifting their staff the day to come and help in some shape or form.
That's right. I think a great example of that is for Daffodil Day, we have a large amount of daffodils that are grown by a private provider who gifts them to us out in Haotapu. And we reached out to APL, who happened to be out there, who then supported us by bringing their staff to help harvest.
Right.
Those relationships mean everything.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a huge difference. And so, yeah, we want to talk more to business who might be interested in helping out.
And we want to be able to help those businesses in turn as well. So whether it's, you know, putting up partnership signs, coming and talking about health outcomes for their team, having those conversations with team members who have had a cancer diagnosis or whatever it could be, helping them keep well as well. You know, we want to have those beautiful reciprocal relationships work together. We're all here for the community. And unfortunately, one in three people will receive a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. Every 25 years in New Zealand, that doubles, which means that by 2040, it'll be one in two.
Wow.
So whilst that's increasing, you know, as the biggest private fundraiser of cancer research in New Zealand, we are helping and trying to get ahead of that curve to make better our health outcomes for everyone. So let's get together, work together and fix that.
I think those numbers are a little staggering, aren't they?
They're,
I mean,
I
when you hear it sort of stops you in your tracks a wee bit.
Yeah, I was going to say very sobering, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, just to hear that, you know, sort of that one in three now, but that it is by 2040 going to be up to one in two.
One in two.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. And I mean, even though you were saying before, you know, like there's some really great medicines out there now with the research and, you know, whether it's surgery, whatever it might be, that, you know, the survival rates have increased as well, which is great.
That's right.
However, probably that whole prevention and more education, you know, is quite important as well.
Ambulance at the top of the cliff.
So, Van, just going back to you, you said you go into some of the schools. So maybe just give us a bit of an overview of, you know, what is it something that you do there with the kids?
Talk a lot. You probably don't. Look, I love to go to the schools. Generally, what will happen is I'll say, hey, there's an event coming on that you guys would really love doing, because our events aren't just about fundraising. They're about getting involved. Relay for Life is one that's coming up in March 28th in Hamilton and the 14th in Tauranga. And so that's a beautiful time where schools can come in, participate for free, do a 12-hour relay and have a really fun community day. It's very competitive, very fun. They learn about cancer and health outcomes too, but it's just a good day out, raising money, celebrating people who are special to us and remembering that. So I'll go to the school and I'll say, hey, look, this amazing event is coming up. How can we get you there? How can we make this work for you? What would you like from us? What would you enjoy about the occasion? And then we always work our best to tailor an event that serves the schools, all the community, businesses and everyone. So I'll go there, talk about the event, talk about why it's important to fundraise and ask them what they want and collaboratively work with those people.
Great to hear. Yeah. My mum's in a rest home and I went out there, you know, just before the whole Daffodil Day came about, and they were busy all making daffodils, and then they have a beautiful big display there. It looks quite lovely, actually.
Yeah. The support for us for Daffodil Day is incredible. And whether that be, as I said, volunteers, whether it's, you know, communities who do their own thing, their own fundraising, or a morning tea, or, you know, schools get behind it. So it is, you know, a real community fundraiser in its best sense, I think.
It takes everyone. I think our general day-to-day, we have 10 volunteers per one staff. and that's just day-to-day operation. For Daffodil Day, we had almost 2,000 volunteers just for that event across the region. We could not operate without a community. We and the community, we are the community, and vice versa. We couldn't operate without each other, and that's really important.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, when you think about it, you know, you're covering across the Waikato Papeete regions, which is quite huge. I know that myself. And look, there's the two of you. I'm not sure if there's any more on your team. It's no one's hiding under the table or anything
like that.
There are
no hiding. We have two 0.5 staff, one in Rotorua and one in Tauranga, to support this sort of kaupapa. But that's it.
Yeah. So obviously, the more that the community can get in behind and become maybe the cheerleader,
that's it.
For the Cancer Society.
Absolutely.
The more we're going to get the messaging out there, isn't it?
100%.
Yeah. So,
and I think the thing that we always need to sort of loop back to is that we receive no direct government funding. Mm. So everything that we're doing and everything the community does to support us is what provides service.
And you hear that message time and time again, and it's just, unfortunately, it's a part of life, isn't it, at the moment? And so at times you're having to come up with some novel ideas. Obviously, you've got the iconic with the Daffodil Day and the Relay for Life, which is fantastic. But it's great to see that, you know, you're sort of trying to branch out and looking at all other opportunities. And I love the idea of people themselves coming up with their own sort of fundraising event and whatever that might be.
It's got to be easy, it's got to be fun, it's got to be something you connect with, because cancer is such a personalised journey. We all know someone or have had our own cancer story in our family or in our friend group, and so you've got to make it your own.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, we've still got a few more minutes to go, so, you know, Tracy, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience at the moment?
I think I'd like to just loop back to the old transport treatment that Van touched on earlier. We mentioned, you know, the Lions Lodge is here for people who are travelling from outside Hamilton. But for people who are in Hamilton itself, we have over 300 volunteer drivers across our region who pick people up from their home, drive them up to the hospital or wherever the treatment is, wait, pick them up, bring them back. It can make such a difference for people. We were sort of laughing the other day about having to go up to the hospital for an appointment myself, and how difficult it is to find a park, find where you're going, you know, work out how long you need to get there. To take that stress away from somebody is immense. So we are always looking for more volunteers to support that. So I think it's really important to mention. And again, that can be as little or as much as someone can give.
Yep.
You know, so the thing that's really important about volunteering is it needs to fit with the volunteer.
Yep.
So we're always really open to having those conversations about what works best. And the same in the event space. We love bringing on board our volunteers. You know, Daffodil Day, Relay for Life, Memory Meadows, whatever else we're doing. We love to see people there.
And I think it's great that it can be flexible, because, you know, you're getting people that maybe find their time is precious and maybe they're gone down to part-time or maybe looking at that retirement phase in their life, and they might not want to be stuck with Monday to Friday or, you know, regular sort of time, but maybe just to have another purpose for, you know, sort of getting up in the morning and, you know, sort of knowing where they can sort of play their part in helping community.
And across all of the region, we have support groups. So there are cancer support groups that operate in every community, which are facilitated by the Cancer Society. And again, that's a really great connection point for communities. You know, how do I support? How do I help? And I might need to access that support myself. So, again, reach out. There's lots of ways that you can help and support.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. So I think that's a big shout out to people that are maybe now in that sort of part-time or retirement phase, to look at maybe, you know, how you could potentially give some of your time to be able to support, especially those people that are in need.
And I would like to say we would love to see young volunteers. Well, I appreciate that people with a little bit more time to give are the most generous givers, they certainly are. It's nice to see other ways that we can have, you know, young people in a diverse volunteer base.
That segues nicely into the recent Volunteer of the Year awards. The Young Volunteer of the Year was someone who does support the Cancer Society, wasn't it? Maybe we can just give a little shout out to that person and what it is that they've been doing and that support.
Yeah. So, look, we've done quite well in a lot of our volunteer awards, actually. So Kezia has helped us at a lot of events. She was most recently at our last Relay for Life event. Even though she's moved up to Auckland, actually, she's still volunteered support and offered support to us. So a classic example of a young person coming in dedicated to a cause and just really helping our events to happen. We couldn't have made it work without her, to be honest. She was a huge part of that.
She was a multi-function volunteer, for want of a better term, because she also supported as a volunteer at the lodge. And, you know, that's a really important shop front in terms of people feeling welcome and supported when they arrive there. She's an extraordinary young woman, and she, I know, is going on to undertake her medical training, but I think we'll see her back. She's somebody who I'm sure we will see again.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I was fortunate to be at the Volunteer Awards and heard sort of the resume on her and what she had been achieving, and it was just amazing. And actually all of the other young youth candidates as well in that category. And that's probably something that for also people to think about is that they can also support at the lodge itself, isn't it? Whether it's just maybe going around and having a chat to people, especially if there's people there on their own. It's great to have that sort of company.
There's so many roles you wouldn't have even thought of. So, like, obviously we have helping to tautoko in the kitchen. And help with food, but we have people who will come and perform for our guests as well, musical numbers, and just do some crafts with them. We've got people helping out in the gardens. We've got people who, as you said, just come in and support people and chat with them. And we know that actually connection is such a huge impact on quality of life. And so there's a thousand ways you could support. Get in touch with us. We'll make something work for you.
Yeah. And we know that, you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of young people who are sort of going through their cancer treatment as well, isn't it? And maybe sometimes having another younger face there as well to just come and have a chat to them, you know, would really resonate with them. So, as you say, I just want to pick up on that. It's not just about those that are just phasing into that part-time retirement journey. Also to, you know, someone who's younger and maybe there is an opportunity for them to be able to just give up some of their time to come and support others
as
well.
I'd love to have you.
Yeah, hey, that's great. Look, we've only really got a minute to go. Time has flown by. So maybe last quick minute thought from either or both of you.
It's a privilege to do what we do. It's a privilege to work for an organisation that does make a difference. And we are here to help. We'd love to hear from you if there's a way that you want to connect with us and give back, then email us. Support us at cancersociety.org.nz.
It's awesome. Thank you, Tracy. And from you, Van?
Hard to beat that. And the final note, that's a lot of pressure. Look, we're here for you. We want to be here with you as well. So get in touch. Let's work together. Let's do it.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, that is awesome. Thank you. So you've been hearing all about the Cancer Society Waikato Bay of Plenty region with Tracy Wood and Van Kilburn. Thank you both very much for coming in today. And again, if people want to know how to support in any shape or form with the society, they just can go to the website, which again is
cancersociety.org.nz.
And the email address was
supportus@cancersociety.org.nz.
That is awesome. Thank you very much for your time. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.